Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So today we're looking at our monthly comic, Meet the Wongs, but we're also going to be talking about lasts. The title is Our Last Goodbye. Does this mean it's the end of the comic?
Maybe.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Oh my gosh. Read on.
Before we do, do you remember like your last day at school or last day at a job or last day before you came to Taiwan?
There were a lot of tears.
Yeah?
Yeah, there were a lot of tears. I was sad. Actually, for all of them, for my last day of school, my last day of my job, I was sad for most of it.
I think you have to be. I don't think you can just like walk out and like, yep, that's done, you know, just walk off into the sunset. Because a lot of memories come out, don't they? A lot of people, and there's maybe a few things you want to say before you go. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Let's read through our comic strip and find out why it's the last goodbye.
Meet the Wongs, our last goodbye. Paige and her friends are having lunch.
Guys, the world is coming to an end.
What do you mean? I read about it yesterday, too. Scientists believe the end of the world is near. Today could be our last day.
I don't believe it.
We should treat today like it's our last. Better safe than sorry.
That's true. What should we do before the world ends?
I really want to walk on the moon.
I want to be very rich.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
I want to eat lots of ice cream.
Now you're talking. It's time for class. Let's give it some thought and talk about it later.
Run power!
Believe. 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 Believed. Believed. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet. Near. Near. Mom's birthday is near. What should we get her? Mom's birthday is near. What should we get her? Moon. Moon. The moon is shining very brightly tonight. The moon is shining very brightly tonight. Thought. Thought. I didn't give the problem enough thought. I didn't give the problem enough thought.
So we start off by talking about what's going on in this conversation. It says Paige and her friends are having lunch.
They're probably at school, right?
Exactly. So they're sitting around. We've met some of these students already in old episodes. Paige is at a new school. She's got her group of friends. They're having lunch.
Right. So Andy, if you remember, is one of Paige's friends. He says, guys, the world is coming to an end.
That's a pretty dramatic, scary way to start a conversation. Regina is a bit confused. She says, what do you mean?
Okay, so this may sound crazy, but Paige, who's pretty smart, knows what's going on. I guess she's read something on the internet or on the news or something. She says, I read about it yesterday, too. So she knows what
Andy's talking about. It is in the news.
Yeah.
The world's going to end. She explains more. She says, scientists believe the end of the world is near. a scientist, and this is spelled S-C-I-E-N-T-I-S-T, scientist, is a person who studies science, works in a job that needs a lot of science, or does research to make discoveries in science.
Ah, okay.
Like I was once upon a time.
A scientist?
I was a biochemist. That's a kind of scientist.
Okay. You
Years ago.
On biology and chemistry,
chemistry
right?
combined.
Ooh, I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
Never wanted to be.
Never mind.
Science. Okay, so we also saw the word believe. If you believe something, you think it's true. Pat, do you believe in aliens?
No, I can't say I do.
Okay.
No.
Anyways, no,
oh, well.
I don't. But some people do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyways, let's use believe in an example sentence. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet.
Okay, so back to these scientists. What they believe is that the end of the world is near. Near is spelled N-E-A-R, near, and it means a short time away in the future. Okay, it's coming soon. For example, Mom's birthday is near. What should we get her? Mom's birthday is near. What should we get her?
Flowers?
So, yeah, it's probably a good idea. It's coming up. It's maybe in the next few days, the next week. Certainly not a long time away.
They don't have much time.
No.
To get her a present. Okay. So finally, Paige says, today could be our last day. Remember, the scientist said the end of the world is near. Near could be today, tomorrow, maybe a month later. You never know, right?
Okay, well, so any day could be the last. They don't say why. They don't say what's happening, just that it's going to end. Regina is still not sure, though. She says, I don't believe it. Okay, there's that verb again, believe. I don't believe it.
Okay, so whether they all believe it or not, Serena has an idea, okay? She says, we should treat today like it's our last. Okay, so treat is being used as a verb in this sentence, and it means to behave in a particular way. What she's saying is, they should behave as if today is their last day on Earth.
Yeah, you could also say treat someone as a friend, even if you don't know them. I will treat you like you were my friend, as if you were my friend. Or treat somebody like an enemy.
Like I treat you.
Sometimes, yes. Okay, so Serena also says better safe than sorry. Okay, this is a saying, it's an old saying, it's something that people have been saying for many years. In full, it means it's better to be safe than to be sorry. Okay, we shorten it to better safe than sorry. Okay. It kind of means just do something to make sure that you're safe, even if you think you don't need to, because you will be sorry. You will regret it if you don't do it.
That's true. Okay. Paige then says, that's true. She agrees with Serena and she says, what should we do before the world ends?
Oh, biggest party. Spend all my money on stuff. I'm not going to need that, right?
Really?
Well, I can't, if the world ends, what good is my money? I might as well go and enjoy it while I still have it.
You're not going to donate it?
To whom? What's going to be left? Maybe to aliens. If our world ends, maybe they can come and collect their money. Who knows? What I do like is what Andy says next.
Okay.
He says, I really want to walk on the moon.
Ooh, I do too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's great thinking. What would you do with your last day? Walk on the moon. Moon is spelled M-O-O-N, moon, and it's the, we say, a round object that you can see shining in the sky at night, okay? It's, of course, a giant big ball of rock. It moves around the Earth every 28 days or so, about like that. And it sort of changes its shape because different bits have got the sun's light on it. So it stays the same, but it'll always look different depending on where it is.
So we see like half moon.
Little crescent one
and
that looks like a letter
moon.
C, the little the full moon once a month. Okay, we talk, of course, walk on the moon like Neil Armstrong. We can also talk about the moon just to look at in the sky. For example, the moon is shining very brightly tonight. The moon is shining very brightly tonight. Of course, the moon doesn't actually make its own light. What was happening is the sunlight is reflecting off it, it's bouncing off it,
right.
And that's the light we see.
Interesting. Okay. So Serena has a pretty good idea too, which is, I want to be very rich.
What's she going to do with the money?
I actually don't know.
What is she going to do? She just wants to be rich, yeah. maybe, and then use the money.
Right away.
She can't do it right yet because she can't keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting ideas. Mm-hmm. I kind of like Andy's a little better. Mm-hmm. But as great as these ideas are, Paige knows they are not possible.
Mm-mm.
She says, we need to be realistic. Okay, realistic is an adjective. It is spelled R-E-A-L-I-S-T-I-C, realistic. And it means having a pretty smart idea mm-hmm. about what can be done and what can't be done. So thinking about what's real rather than what's just a dream.
So if I wanted to be like a unicorn,
that
would be...
That's not realistic, okay? But if you say, I want to see some cool animals in the zoo,
mm-hmm.
that is realistic.
Could I see a unicorn?
No, that's not realistic.
Okay,
but if you want to see a horse and I could make something to put on its head,
okay.
that's realistic.
Okay. Okay, Paige then says, we don't have much time left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So walking on the moon, becoming rich, it's not something that happens right away or overnight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can't just do it very quickly, mm-hmm. like, I want to walk on the moon. Let's go! Doesn't happen.
No.
Okay, Regina... She still doesn't really seem mm-hmm. to believe the world is going to end. But what she does have is an idea of what she wants to do, which is, I want to eat lots of ice cream.
Me too.
See, now that's your sense. That's,
I like that better than the moon.
That's realistic.
Yeah. Okay, so Paige says, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're talking is a phrase that is said when you agree with an idea that someone has said. Usually after they said a few ideas that weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. Pat, do you want to eat dumplings tonight? How about beef noodles?
Oh, definitely not.
What about pizza?
Now you're talking.
Ah.
Okay, that means like, I agree with you. It kind of also means you're talking sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or we sort of don't say the word sense. Now you're talking, now you're having good ideas. So, next, Paige says, it's time for class. Wait a minute here. If this is the last day of the world, why on earth would you go to class?
Well, because they're good students, just like our viewers.
Okay, well, I have to be honest. If it was the last day in the world, I wouldn't spend it at school unless... The people at school were the people I wanted to spend the time with.
That makes sense.
A subject we will maybe return to that idea tomorrow.
Okay. That makes
but
sense.
But if it was just going to be studying in books mm-hmm. with a teacher I don't like, no.
Well, maybe it's a fun class. Okay.
Mm,
well,
maybe.
Anyway, Paige finishes by saying, let's give it some thought and talk about it later. So the word thought is a noun, and it's something that you think of, something that you remember or you realize. It's an idea.
Mm.
For example, when you have discussions with people, you share your ideas or thoughts with other people. Here is another example sentence. I didn't give the problem enough thought. I didn't give the problem enough thought. I didn't think about it enough.
Ah, well, that's the end of the first part of this story, with the friends going back to class, why I don't know, and thinking about how to spend their last day before the world ends. Now, the world may not really be ending, but our lesson for today certainly is.
Oh, no.
So, let's go to today's wrap-up. So there's one question,
mm-hmm.
I sort of mentioned it, they didn't really discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists believe the world might end or will end soon. How? How is the world going to end? What do you think?
I think it's going to end because of climate change.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, when
that'll
all the
happen.
Icebergs, when they melt and
the
then they
water
flood.
Goes up, yeah.
Yeah.
Taiwan may not be a great place to live if
no.
that happens.
Should we run? Should we leave?
Swim,
now?
Maybe.
Swim?
Yes. Learn to swim, everybody.
Okay.
Aliens?
Coming in, taking over
coming
the world.
Coming in, destroying the world, like the movie Independence Day and
well,
that sort of thing.
Well, we don't believe in aliens.
No,
right?
I don't really think. To be honest, I've got two words for you which is going to explain how the world will end.
Okay.
President Trump.
Oh.
You heard it here first, everybody. controversial topic, one we'll talk about probably another time. For now, let's think about what would we do if this was our last day on the world. What's Paige going to do? We'll find out tomorrow. Join us for that. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left. We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
Time to focus. We can do this. I think I've got a pretty good plan.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
Well, do you have any better ideas? I'm completely out of ideas. This is looking bad.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
Time to focus. We can do this. I think I've got a pretty good plan.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
Well, do you have any better ideas? I'm completely out of ideas. This is looking bad.
I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mother.
I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mother.
Hello, welcome back to our 小聚会 today. I'm Vina. My God, 母亲节是不是在步步逼近？礼物想好了吗？没有礼物的话，那卡片呢？哦，少装傻。无论如何啊，你还是要表达对母亲的感谢，毕竟她无私的奉献是我们这生最大的幸福哦。I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mom. 我长大后呢，想要跟妈妈一样无私奉献。Grow 这个动词呢，就是长大的意思。长大大呢，你就可以说 grow up。Selfless 这个形容词呢，意思是无私的。补充一下，无私的反义词啊，就是自私 ，selfish。S-E-L-F-I-S-H 哇，看到 S-S 就开始害怕了吗？别怕别怕，就是和什么什么一样的意思，就是 S-S 的意思咯。 Emily is as tall as I am. Emily 呢，她和我一样高。 Eric is as handsome as Freddy. Eric 和 Freddy 一样帅。句型中啊，应使用 be 动词后续为 tall 或是 handsome 这类的形容词，以补充说明主词，让语义完整哦。而今天的小聚会呢，是使用 selfless 形容词，也是有相同的道理。补充说明主词，我要和妈妈一样无私的奉献。如果呢，你今天的动词啊是使用一般动词，别忘记要用副词来修饰一般动词哦。An apple grows just as slowly as an orange. 苹果生长的速度呢，就和橘子一样慢。The little girl can walk as fast as her dad. 那个小女孩啊，可以和她的爸爸走得一样快。这时候的 fast 就是当副词使用，可别加了添醋变成 fastly 哦。形容词、副词同形的字啊，千万要小心使用哦。Let's practice our 小聚会 today. I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mom. See you guys around. Bye.
I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mother.
I want to grow up to be just as selfless as my mother.
Me the one. Me the one. Me the one.
Meet the Wongs, our last goodbye. Paige and her friends are having lunch.
Guys, the world is coming to an end.
What do you mean? I read about it yesterday, too. Scientists believe the end of the world is near. Today could be our last day.
I don't believe it.We should treat today like it's our last. Better safe than sorry.
That's true. What should we do before the world ends?
I really want to walk on the moon.
I want to be very rich.
We need to be realistic. We don't have much time left.
I want to eat lots of ice cream.
Now you're talking. It's time for class. Let's give it some thought and talk about it later. Believe. Believe. Believe, believed, believed. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet. You shouldn't believe everything on the internet. Near. Near. Mum's birthday is near. What should we get her? Mum's birthday is near. What should we get her? Moon. Moon. The moon is shining very brightly tonight. The moon is shining very brightly tonight. Thought. Thought. I didn't give the problem enough thought. I didn't give the problem enough thought.